الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. وقال تعالى: ومن دونهما جنتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. We spend our time here in the Khanqa. Many other people went in Jamaat. Many people have gone for Umrah. Many people stayed at home and we did our Ibadat, etc. Now, when we go out from here, Shaitan will attack us in various ways. And Shaitan comes on the tongues. We should seek protection with Allah Ta'ala from Shaitan. Min waswasil khannas. All the evil inspirations, waswas, of these khannas. And these khannas, all the evil, min al jinnati wan nas. They are from jinn also and from people also. So what is a common thing and which many of us have a problem with, not only that we have spent year when we have to become righteous, we try to become righteous, people start labeling us that you are too holy now. And you're thinking you're too big for your boots now. Parents will tell their children, etc. You think you know too much. You think you are very pious. You think we are not Muslims. We are also Muslims. And many will say we know better also. And you are so particular about this and that. And so you think you are too pious. This is also made, like for example, of certain people, individuals, of certain towns also. One time on the WhatsApp, they took out this little photo and showing Azadville that Miqat is in front. In other words, this is the haram now. That this is the people of Azadville, they think they're too pious. So once I mentioned this to our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, they say people say Azadville, Nallo Makko, is a small Makkah. So Hazrat became extremely happy and joyous. This is how our attitude must be. When people are labeling us that you are too holy, we must make dua in our hearts. Tell them, make dua, Allah, make me really holy. I'm far from being holy. I'm still very, very far, billions of miles from being holy. You make dua. But that the people give you that title is a very good sign in the court of Allah Ta'ala. People are sarcastic. They make they pass remarks like this, but you must be very happy about that. On one occasion, one friend of ours who should attend the majlis regularly, he came to me and he should make a lot of mashuras. He says that his sister is working in a family business, so is it right she goes and works? So I said, no, it's not right, she must stay at home, and the details of that. So after that he came back, he said she went to work and she told her uncle that Maulana said it's not right for me to be working. So he said, leave him, Maulana, alone. He belongs to the 6th century. So when he told me, I said, shukar, he put me. But if he put me in the 1st century, I should have been even more better. Our target is to be in the 1st century of Islam. And somebody explained that very nice to me. He said that it was the 6th century according to the Christian era, the English year, Gregorian. And that is the 1st century of Islam. So Allah Ta'ala, so if somebody tell us, at least on the day of Qiyamah, we can tell Allah, Ya Allah, these people, they thought of us like this. So you have mercy upon us. So we shouldn't be hurt about these things. And we should be firm on our, like the Quran Sharif explains the horses, what is the ayat, that they attack, they go headlong. فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعًا. They did on course. They don't look left or right. And then Allah complains about insan. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Allah is praising horses, animals, and complaining about insan. So we all got a direction. We want Jannah. And we don't only want Wamin Dunihi Ma Jannatan, the second level of Jannah. We want Waliman Khafa Maqama Rabbi Jannatan, the top grade of Jannah. So we should have that in our mind. And this is not difficult to understand. We find, like for example, now on Eid's occasion, one thing also particular about many of us have this problem. We try now, we have become a little bit conscious, we must maintain parda. And then many good people also. And it's sad to say what these good people are all so good about. One lady wrote that she was so confused from the UK, she writes, that she couldn't understand that many good ulama who are right, like on track, properly, everything. But when it came to the COVID, they gave in. And they followed protocols. And the Quran teachings, or Deen's teachings, they put that one side. She said, for 3 years I couldn't understand. Until she heard the bayan, that it is the food that we eat. The food that causes all this. And she explained that there are those apas there and everywhere, so pious, they're teaching madrasa also. They are in hijab also. And in the front room, they are teaching Quran to the children, Nazra, or whatever. And in the room adjacent to it, the next room, their own children are busy watching TV. Yeah, they have a wonderful, pious front. And unfortunately, that is what so many of us. When we meet with our buzurgs, our big buzurgs, they meet with them. And they give such a picture of themselves that they also 100% with them. But everyone knows all the other wrong things they're involved in. And there are, mashallah, some of our friends who give the true picture. And they explain it. Hazrat our Sheikh, the Ahmed Rahmatullah Ali, used to explain that a murid, he doesn't write his negative things. Because he thinks, then, where will I get khilafat? Inside him is hidden his hubb-e-jah, that I want khilafat. So he hides that away. And he only writes all the good things he's doing. But mashallah, there are those who write very sincere, and we've got this bad habit, we've got this bad habit. So that must be explained. You go to, neither is the Sheikh Alimul Ghaib, he doesn't know everything, neither is a doctor. If we go to doctor and we tell doctor, I'm quite well, my sugar levels are good, everything, doctor will ask, why did you come here? In fact, at the Markaz Nizamuddin, at one time, some people, they complained that the people are stealing here, they were caught stealing, etc., they must be thrown out. So it was the time of Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, most probably, maybe it was Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali's time, told them, if you want to, you leave. This is a washing machine, and only dirty clothes come in the washing machine. So yeah, you're going to expect this type of people. So yeah, we don't throw out those people. Those people, this is meant for those. Those who are pious, they don't come here. They don't go. But those who realize, I need Islam. So that will be a thing for with everyone. So when we realize that I need my Islam, and we explain our weaknesses and that, then the Islam can be made. The Sheikh also cannot know. There are many things the Sheikh can easily pick up. The signs are very clear. Like, for example, you go to your motor mechanic and he is checking your car. He walks around. He looks at your exhaust tailpipe and he sees that it is burned black. From there, he tells you the rings of the engine in the pistons, right in the middle of the engine. He tells them they are finished. So you say, what a buzur. He's getting kashf and he can see right in the middle of the engine. It's a clear sign. It is similarly, he sees your tires and immediately tells you your wheel alignment is off. It's the way your tires are being getting used. So that is no great buzurgi. That's a clear sign. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, you put two alims in front of me. Let them sit for 3-5 minutes. No talking, nothing, just sitting. And in 5 minutes, I will be able to tell you who is tarbiyat is made and whose tarbiyat is not made. Because the signs are so clear. So like that, mashayikh can see many things. Doctors make out, they see the signs, they take your pulse and they tell you that you've got too much cholesterol. That doesn't mean they're alimul ghaib or anything. clear signs they are. So like that here also. But all the details, the Sheikh also, and many of us, in fact, Quran Sharif says how they even should bluff Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ فِي الْقَوْلِ. This one worse munafiq, how he should speak to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so beautifully that he even made believe Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should accept what they should say. But he was just all, and immediately he goes on from there, yuhlikul harth wal nasl. He should go and destroy all the farms of the Muslims, etc. So we are here, so we give a front to the buzur. That should not be the case. A person wants his islah if he came for. If he came for khilafat, then he'll hide all those things. That I'm very big buzur, very pious. All my ibadat I do is so good. People follow me so much. So Sheikh feel this person must be given. And if I'm going to speak of my weaknesses, Sheikh will say no. In fact, that is where the mashayikh put their attention. And our Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion when he came, he explained to us 6 reasons why khilafat are given. Among them, one is that some people's islah will not take place until you make them responsible. So you give them khilafat. Now also he's a khalifa. Now he also will think, how can I behave like this? How can I do like this? And the main thing is start majlis. And majlis, what you need of your islah. And in that, great, great islah will take place. So anyway, so now when we go from here at home also, people will ask also, what did you learn? What did you benefit you in? Just like they should ask in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the munafiqeen also should say that this ayat that has been revealed, that فَأَيُّكُمْ زَادَتُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا. Who has it increased in their iman? What benefit was in there? And they should make funny remarks. They should say to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ هُوَ أُذُن. He just, his ears. He listens to whatever anyone tell him, he just accepts. Like many of us, and our good ulama also. They say our elder ulama, they also, people fill their ears up. In other words, they can't think for themselves. Whatever people tell them, they just listen, and they just go in that direction. And if that was the case, what you telling him, then he's not listening to you. So if he's listening to everyone, why he's not listening to you? You're telling him, others are filling your ears up, and now he's not listening to what you got to say. So this is a common thing that is carrying on all the time. So people, they say that you are too pious, you are too strict, you are too, extreme. You got a very hard attitude, all those things. So to understand that and to keep us on track, we just see dunya point of view. For example, the same Eid day, we tell somebody, you are inviting us, no problem, we will come. My mother is inviting, my sister is inviting, but a doctor has put me on a vegetarian diet. Immediately say, no problem, we will prepare for you. Or you say that, I've got too much cholesterol, doctor said, I mustn't have oily things, only boil. No, we'll prepare it for you. You also not shy to say, they also happy to accommodate you. For the most important thing for the food, that it must be halal. And you say that I'm allergic to doubtful food. There we also shy to say, that they're going to label us. They're going to say you're too pious, that what you think, we are not Muslims. We're eating haram all the time. We're going to feed you haram. So there we are shy. And they also take offense if we say that. Whereas deen is the most important. And for deen we are shy. There is going to be, how many good people? Deen dar, 5 times namazi, the man, the woman, all. Parda, everything. But each day, all must sit together and eat. The males, the females. At the most, the females sit one side, males sit one side. And a bit more piety, the woman must keep the niqab down. Now how can you eat comfortably? Islam and parda is to give you freedom. The women are all one side, no niqab, all only women there, and they can eat freely. Now they must eat under the niqab. How difficult it is and how stupid it is. And no need, if a person somewhere is traveling with his wife somewhere and there is no parda facility and you have to eat, some odd occasion like that is a different, but yeah, just for no reason. So on this day, we should not be shy to the source of the meat also. Like when the Ashabi Kahf, they told, they made mashura that somebody must go and buy food. They said clearly that, see, that Asuska Ta'aman, that Iji. Falyanzur Ayyuha Asuska Ta'aman. Make sure you are going to buy halal food. Why? Because when they came into the cave about 300 years before, that time only kuffar were around. And they used to slaughter in the name of their idols. So they thought it's still the same time. But the governments had changed over 300 years. Now was a pious, righteous Muslim ruler. And he was, everything was all right. So when they are reasonable, everything generally is halal, no reason, then don't go and ask. Don't show your piety. That is this halal food. But today when by and large, people are all eating the stunned chickens. By and large, it is 95% people are eating that. And moreover, the fillets and the white meat is from that source. So these stunned chickens and how they are slaughtered and whether they were alive when they were slaughtered, the doubt is also common. So a person, if you've got worry about your cholesterol, you don't want to eat oily foods. So you're not going to take a chance. You're going to make sure. So there's no problem in asking in a nice way that I'm very now allergic to all this other type of food. And I would like to know the source of your meat. So, but don't be rude also. But we must see what we, any person, one time, a person brought surma for Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. He gave it as a gift. So Maulana said, I'll ask my Hakim if it's all right for me to use it. So he said, so much nakhra, you're so fussy about it. I'm giving you as a gift and you want to go and ask your Hakim. I'm giving you, you must use it. So he said, the surma you gave it to me is a gift, but my eyes are my amanat. I have to look after my eyes. So our stomach, what we put, and so important, as we had explained. And in this also, we should be particular, just to understand this. Mujaddid al-Faisani, rahmatullah ali, who was the Mujaddid, he made Islam, through Islam, come alive of not the century, of the another century, the second millennium, the second thousand years. Mujaddid al-Faisani, what a position Allah gave him. And as we had explained, that a Mujaddid, a person who revitalizes, purifies, cleanses Islam, when he comes, people think he's going to bring modern ideas. But he takes you right back to the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is the purifying Islam. How much we go back to the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So his 13-year-old son, Allah had blessed him, he started getting ajib kashf. What and what things? And advices he gave people, spot on advices. Young 13-year-old, in all probability, not even baligh son. And he should, kashf, Allah should give him and he should tell people of condition. He became worried. Today, we want to showcase our children. What the reality is, we must hide our what we have, what Allah has given us, we must hide it. Many of us also, because lack of understanding of the Urdu language, we introduce our children, ye mera sahabzada hai. This is my, like my prince. Now, you don't call your own son a prince. You say, ye mera khadim zada hai. And better, ye mera khadim, ye mera bachcha hai, ye mera larka hai. Be plain and simple. We have to use all the big words and we lose everything. So we want to showcase that my children, they are like this, they are like that. And one great effort of our buzurgs always, the great buzurgs, their children, they have one real effort on them that no sahabzadgi must come in them. They mustn't think that my father is a big maulana, big alim or something. And so we also have to get that royal treatment everywhere. They make full effort to take them out. And the slightest hint they get of that, They reprimand those children. That is when the children will become something. And those that did not look after their children like that, they destroyed their children. The children thought, really, we also, because my father, my grandfather is a big buzurg. My mother is a big waliya. So I also am like that. You are what you are, not what your father is. You have to watch yourself. So that is a great effort also. So anyway, Mujaddid al-Fisani rahmatullahi alayhi became very concerned. And he went to his sheikh, Sheikh Baqi Billah, and he told this is the case. And there are lessons, there are also plenty more lessons to learn. And he told him that you get food from the bazaar, from the shops, the hotels which sell food, and feed. One meal he gave him like that, and all that kashf of his was gone. And we explained many more also incidents like this by Abdul Wahab Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali of Raiwind. He should also explain, when the buzurgs of the past wanted to just decrease the zikr of a murid, for any reason, because he's getting pride in him, or he hasn't got the physical strength to take all that zikr, then they should just end by telling him, and he wants to make zikr, but it's having an adverse effect. Khushki is coming in his mind. His mind is drying up, and then he's claiming that I'm a Nabi. He's claiming I'm speaking to Allah directly. All funny things, so they have to decrease his zikr. So all they do is give food from the bazaar. And automatically. And I explained, one good friend of ours, Maulana Muhammad Saleji of Phoenix, he explained, once he went in Jamaat Pakistan, he came back, he phoned me immediately. He told me, Maulana, you should tell us about Abdul Wahab Sahib always. We experience it. In our Jamaat, there was this one brother crying all the time, namazes all the time, duas all the time. So much we got afraid that he's going to perhaps die. And our sleep is getting spoiled. Whole night is in Ibadat. So when they went to one village, they spoke to the elders of the Jamaat. They told him, no big problem, easy. Just let him go and drink tea at a tea shop. And if you find a tea shop where there is music playing, take him there. They took him, and Abad, immediately, all that kafiyat of it is gone. So let us understand the effect of food. And this that we are eating today, the takeaway food that we are eating. And how many places... the food comes from the takeaways in the kitchen. They just pack it again and present it on the platters and that. And we think it's house-cooked food. How many places we went, actually, and we normally give our duas that we learn from our sheikh for the host. We give them plenty of duas. Afterwards, my family told me that all food was cooked by Anna and Martha, the maids who worked. You giving all that big duas there, but all Anna and Martha cook all that food. Delicious biryani they cooked. So all this, the takeaway food is coming. And what we are eating, also our Sheikh Rahmatullah explained, I'll try and be short, it's a little lengthy, that some students in a hostel, college, the one student got food from home, which always you cherish. The food you get in the hostel, no, you don't usually like it. Though it's good food, but it's just our tabiat. So the other students, which happens also, they stole that food. And then they invited him to eat his own food. They're doing him a favor. And when we were studying in Mia's farm, the students who used to do that, they should tell, so we're inviting you, you buy cold drinks for us. Then you buying cold drinks for them, your own food they eating, and you buying cold drinks for them. So he found out later, so he went, he bought other food from the market, the hotels, and he with a syringe, he injected laxative in all that food. So again they found he's got food, they came and steal it again. And this time they ate it, and all of them one way going to toilet, now that laxative working. So our sheikh said, that if even the principal then called the health department, looks like there's cholera I spread in my college here. All the students are one way just running to toilet here. So even if they have to die, they won't get the guna. They didn't do it intentionally. But the effect will be there. So like that, whatever food we're going to eat, if we are eating, we didn't ask, we took it for granted. We're eating wrong food, doubtful food, wrong food. We won't get the guna, but the effect will be there. Our inclination for ibadat will definitely go less. our inclination for guna, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, you eat halal without you realizing it, your nature goes to good deeds. And you eat haram without you realizing, you wonder, why now? I've just not hold Ramzan the way I was ready for my tahajjud, forget Fajr. Now I don't want to get up for Fajr also. We have to see the environment we are in. Music has got a very great effect. Be-pardagi has got a very, that we don't observe parda, and the food that we eat, that has got a very great effect. So when they say all these things, we should not be worried. And we know women particularly. Once at home, a lady came to buy kitabs from home, and the kitab was given, and it just had some mark somewhere. And it had no effect on the kitab. Nothing, just a mark. She said, I'm paying for it, I want quality. I'm paying money. So just that mark also. So when we, our stomach is not important. What we put, are we going to be prepared to put dirt in our mouth? And if it's doubtful food, it is stunned food. Even if it's slaughtered after that, and the muftis are constrained that they can't say it's haram because it was slaughtered. But it was stunned. It is only harm for you. All the cold drinks, especially Coke, Pepsi, it's poison through and through for our health. So we must see what we put in our mouth. Nobody is going to put feces in his mouth. Nobody is going to take out dirt from the dustbin and put that in his... This is even worse than that. It's only wrapped up in a nice way and shown in a nice way. But what is doubtful and there, so we must be careful. And today this is common. From what questions we have asked some good people. And it's across the board that the stunned chicken, especially the chicken, and that is from the slaughterhouses, they are also, so we have to be very careful. So don't worry if they label us or anything. And if you eat simple food, doesn't matter. And just that they call us that you are too pious, etc. Another great aspect that we should consider is in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, in the one first ayat of Ar-Rahman, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. And there Allah explains the higher level of Jannah, the top level. And the lower level, وَمِنْ دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانَ. Besides them, there are another Jannahs also. So when we will be there, what will we want? Will we want the lower or we want the best? So yeah, it is how we're going to live now. What we're going to eat is going to define our amal, is going to dictate what amal we're going to do. So if we are prepared to eat anything here, and then we fall into guna, and then we don't make our ibadat, as we read about Quran Sharif, we all must be hal wal murtahil. Not now when we have completed our Quran Sharif, we close it for next Ramzan. Or we close it for Friday. Or when I'm in a mood again. No, immediately. And as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali complained, this has become customary that today we'll be making khatam of Quran in Taraweeh also. So they won't end off with Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas. They will read again Alif Lam Mim Tal Muflihun. That is Hal Wal Murtahil. And in fact, Appa at home, Allah gives us tawfiq, Ahambrawa, Quran. She always fights with me that when we end there. But when I start again with Alif Lam. She says, no, you must carry on from, you have started already. Don't go back again. Carry on. So it means immediately you start and you carry on again. So a Quran Sharif must be daily in our lives. Not only Ramadan, we made 10 khatams, we made 5 khatams, we made 2 khatams, and now whole year nothing. No. According to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, one khatam minimum for every Muslim in Ramadan and one khatam in the whole year. When we could do one khatam in 30 days, 29 days, why can't we make one khatam in 11 months? We should be able to. So we must carry on. So all our other ibadat also, and our food is going to dictate, and also where we eat it. And also the environment. If we go and eat, today takeaways has become a thing which is the in thing. I hope it is, and we haven't heard, but perhaps families eat, they also will go and eat at restaurants, go and eat at the takeaways, etc. No, it must be in the, and then also it must be environment of deen. You don't have to be so serious about deeny talk, and there's a lot of explanation about food. Our Sheikh Jazamullah Khair should explain, no serious talk when we are eating. And don't even give any information, so somebody has met up with an accident, somebody has passed away. Because automatically the body cringes with that. And then the body cannot digest that food properly. And the maximum benefit that the body, the stomach especially, had to take from that food, it can't take it. And then it all just goes in waste. Otherwise, the stomach takes out all the nutrients, the vitamins, all what is good and necessary for the body. And the waste, it separates it, and then you have a proper workout also. But if you don't, then you get constipated, and your whole system doesn't work properly. Your health is impaired, and the benefit your body doesn't get also. So, to have light talk. And don't laugh also too much. Don't get involved in other things also. Just nicely you have your meal, some light talk, etc. So the food can take. And also, after meals, better not to have anything to drink. Especially the cold drinks, an American doctor writes, it deep freezes the stomach. The stomach needs between 20 and 40 minutes to digest that food. Just like when we went by at the supermarket, normally we'll come home, all the supermarket packets, we'll just put them at the door. Now then it has to be sorted out. It's in the way here. What has to go in the pantry must go in the pantry. What must go in the deep freeze must go in the deep freeze. What must go in the grocery cupboard must go there. So when the stomach also takes it in, it has to give it time to sort it out. By drinking something cold, that machine stops working. And the gassy, fizzy drinks, cold drinks, this deep freezes the stomach. It doesn't do its work at all. So Allah give us tawfiq. So in the akhirat, Allah, there we will see who is at the higher level, who is at the lower level. And there everyone will want the best. One time, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gave a talk in Bombay explaining about the beard and the mustache. So with the mustache, he explained, the best is to remove the mustache completely. Permissible, it is second division pass, that you leave the mustache, but the whiteness of the upper lip must not be covered. That must remain open. So one young boy said, I'm happy with second division pass also, even if I pass. His father was present, he said, you are lying. When you got married, you are not happy with a second division girl. You wanted a young virgin girl. You are not happy with second hand furniture. You wanted brand new furniture. Now for your deen, why are you happy with second hand? More dunya we want the best. More better than the best we must have for our deen. Dunya no problem, you like the best. But for our deen, more we must have the best. So we must make effort. And then in Surah Waqia, where also Allah mentions all the great ni'mat, Allah Ta'ala says, ثُلَّةُ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ ثُلَّةُ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ And ثُلَّةُ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ ثُلَّةُ قَلِيلٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا You will be divided in three groups. There also everyone will want to be in the best group. And there we can't choose to go there. And we can't make application there. That is why Allah gave us this time. And in all this, our food, our mixing with other women, family women, many of us, outside we maintain parda, but in the family no parda. Where there is necessity of parda in the family, with cousins, etc., we must maintain that. Let the people regard you as you're just a recluse. You are out of this world. Let them pass all their remarks. Don't be worried. What didn't they say about Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam? Till today, till now, what don't the people say about Allah Ta'ala? About all the righteous and pious. And this has always been the system. As long as the righteous and pious are living, they are criticized. When they pass away, they put this pig, what they call, on the graves. This plug. Then, he was such a great buzurg, and he was such a great buzurg. What is that going to help? Follow his teachings while when we are living here. So we must be very careful about this. And also, like for example, people once a moderate Islam, that you mustn't be too strict, you must be moderate. Or people want a Islam in which you accommodate everyone. When it's time for Ramzan, now be pious. After Ramzan, we're all going for a holiday, now it's a complete different now. Now your dressing must change also, and namaz is also compromised. Everything else now is compromised. That double two standards, that you fit in everywhere. When you're in Ramzan, you fit in, you are the pious people. You go for itikaf, you go for umrah also, you go in jamaat, everything you do. But now, we've cooled down now, must chill out now. And you must now have the other way of life. So it doesn't work like that. For example, somebody gives you to get your passport, a visa for a country. To get it the legal route is a bit difficult, hard, take time consuming, whatever. Now somebody can arrange a fake visa for you. So the fake visa is easy. You just pay some money and you get your fake visa. But then when you reach where you have to, you'll be denied entry. They could arrest you also. They could deport you. So the same way, we want fake Islam. Islam that is not genuine Islam. It must suit every occasion. And it must be acceptable to all. That in the qabr, that won't be. Then where are we going to? They won't deport us back to dunya. There we will be put into prison if we got that fake visa we went with. So we must make sure we go with the proper visa. And if we, none of us can have that Islam of Nabi. But our desire is to be on that path. And where we fall short, and greatly we fall short, we make tawbah istighfar. Allah has opened the door. And with tawbah and istighfar, you'll reach the great heights there. What the muttaqeen, the mustaghfireen, Allah will give them the position of the muttaqeen, those who make tawbah istighfar. But to now that we can't manage the camels anymore, we can't manage that, now we also just going to join the other people and we're going to change our whole life. No, it doesn't work like that. We have to stick to this path. So don't be influenced now. When Eid will come, we'll go home. And remain and bring. We must not be influenced by other people. We make ourselves so strong that when we go, we can influence the other people. Don't get influenced by the wrong and the bad. We must influence with the right and the good. Today we are following the kuffar. What all the wrong things they do, we feel it an inferiority complex if we go against the ways of the kuffar. We have got the highest level of lifestyle. Islamic lifestyle is the greatest, most perfect, most complete. We must influence them with our Islam. And in Islam, in our Muslims, how many of us, we want to follow the ways of the kuffar, all their things we want. We must follow Islam. Until we are not firm and strong, nothing is going to happen. If we just want it to happen, everything like that is the attitude of the Bani Israel. Idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila. Inna hahuna qaidun. We're not going to do anything. You go with your Allah and you go and fight. When everything is right, then call us, then we'll come. No, yeah, we in tansurullah yansurkum. You help the deen of Allah, Allah will help. Where you thabbit aqdamakum, then Allah will make you strong. But if we just sit back, no, I can't manage it, I can't do it. No, everything must come right. In our family, there is no parda, so we can't do anything. Those families that have got parda, also sacrifices were made. Then parda came in the family. And we have to also, you have to listen to a lot of criticism also. You have to be ostracized also. Everything. Then deen will come. Deen, the price for deen to come alive. فَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا أَلِفْ لَامْ مِيمْ أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. No, we will have to pay the price. And if we are sincere, then Allah will bring the change, the condition. And then we will see where our family was against us, our family will be for us. And those who wanted to take your life, those who criticized and demoralized you and criticized you, they will be your firm and ardent supporters. The minute the eyes open, then that person is prepared to give his life for you. Yeah, how many people who were so opposed and they said, you were the most hated person. They came and said, you are the most beloved to us now. So Allah changes, but we must remain firm and make that decision. It doesn't mean now we will go there with a holier than thou attitude or that we are only pious. No, people will say that, but we be humble and we be firm. And our Buzurgs put it very beautifully, don't be harsh, be firm. Don't be soft, but be firm. Don't use big words and all big attitude of big piety, but we are weak. No, be firm. And also, as it comes in the Quran Sharif, what is the ayat that for yourself, make it easy for people? La tukallafu illa nafsak. That you make it compulsory upon yourself. Don't force the wife. Don't force the children. You be firm yourself. And then you bring it into them also. Gradually bring it into everyone. Don't force it on them and you go. How many are such also that we don't maintain parda? Wife must maintain parda. But we go talking to everyone. Eh? The wife, that she must be particular what food she's giving the children. And we buying all other wrong food. We're going to eat at the takeaways, etc. So we must come right. Make it compulsory upon ourselves first. And then work on the other people. So Allah give us the proper understanding. And it is only by Allah's will and Allah's kindness that Allah gives us the proper understanding. So we will face these situations. Not only now for each day, all the time we'll face this with the people. And we have got our standpoint, we must be firm. And apply it in a nice way. And try and win over people. Don't go to break. Make things happen. Don't break things. But don't be so soft also on the other side that nothing happens also. We use so much of hikmat and so much of wisdom that nothing happens. We are under the law, we are under the category of hikmat. So we just, whatever people say, we just follow that. No, that is also not right. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand properly and to establish the deen, and that to Allah make it shariat and deen to come alive in all our families, in the whole ummah, inshallah. Subhanallah.